Hello, this is William Hairwagon, Chair of Pacifica National Board Audit Committee. We're starting our meeting tonight in open session. Nancy, do you want to call the roll? You've been the Secretary Pro Tem at times. Nancy Sabara-Naratomi?
Okay. All right, KPFA, Sasha. Sasha, I do not hear you. Janet Coburn.
Present.
Janet, present. Margie Wilkinson. Janet, Margie, I cannot hear you. Okay. KPFK, Grace Aaron.
Here.
Grace, present. Myla Reason. Myla, can I hear you? Johnson Alexander.
I'm here. I just had to, you had to give me a second to unmute, and I come after Dorothy Reich, so I...
Okay. Myla, present. Johnson Alexander.
Johnson here.
Oh, Johnson is present. Okay. Dorothy Reich.
Here.
Dorothy is present. Okay. Dorothy. KPFT, Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Bethune, present. Venetia Patel, Adams.
Here.
Venetia, present. Nancy, myself, present. Deborah Shafto. Deb, I cannot hear you. All right. WBAI, William Hairwagon.
Present.
Present. William, present. Frank Lefevre. Frank, I cannot hear you. WPFW, Ron Pinchback. Ron, I cannot hear you. Nancy Thornton. Nancy, I cannot hear you. All right. We have Janet, Jonathan, Dorothy, Bethune, Wesley, Venetia, Myla, William. That's seven. Is that right? Yeah. Janet, Jonathan, Dorothy, Wesley, Venetia, Myla, William, Frank. That's eight. Okay.
Well, this is William. I came up with nine. I came up with nine, and I didn't hear Margie on this round. Before we went on the stream, I heard Margie, but
I did not hear Sasha or Margie. Only Janet.
Yeah, I didn't hear Sasha, but I heard Margie earlier, and that was on stream. Okay, but so then I think we have one, two, three. Let me repeat. We have Coburn, Aaron, Alexander, Reich, Reason, Bethune, Patel, Adams, Sabara-Naratomi, Hairwagon. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
William, this is Margie. I got dropped and I had a terrible time getting back in, but I'm back now.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, good.
I'm glad you got
good,
through.
Good, good.
Okay, so we have 10 of 15. Thank you.
And a point of personal privilege, William, my name is pronounced like the word Reason.
What did I say, Reason?
Well, it's a variation.
So, what is the reason for this state of affairs? That reason, not reason.
Exactly. The word.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And I'm having trouble with my desktop here. Does anybody have the agenda that I sent out after roll call? Are we supposed to, what's the next thing?
I did not receive the agenda. It didn't come.
I didn't receive it either.
I received it. Nancy just joining the call.
Nancy Sorden joining the call. Thank you. Okay.
So can you resend it? Because apparently some of us did not get it.
It was sent at 4:21.
Yeah, I didn't get it. And
well,
why was
I
it?
I think okay. they sent out at 4:17, and then at 4:21, I think I mislabeled one. And then there was another, the executive session is a little bit later. So I think it was 4:17. I'm trying to get into my computer now. Did anybody else not get it? I thought that most people should have gotten it.
Janet, I didn't get it. I did not get it.
Wow. Kind of bad list am I using? I'm trying to
I got the minutes.
Yeah, the minutes. I got the minutes too, but not the agenda.
This is Myla. Am I muted or not?
No, we hear you.
Okay, well, I did get the minutes. I did not get the draft agenda or the agenda.
I didn't get the draft agenda either.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it in my email and send it again.
Shall I read it?
Sure. Who's that?
This is Nancy. You want me to read it while you're looking?
Sure. Appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. One.
Wait, point of information, Janet.
Here we go.
Yes, Janet. So there's an open session meeting and a closed session meeting, so the agenda for the open session meeting is going to be read. Is that right?
Yes.
Right, not the closed.
Thank you.
Okay. One, call to order. Two, roll call, 3 minutes. And number three, minutes approval for 2016, April 4th, April 6th, 10 minutes. And agenda approval, 5 minutes. Discussion of previous management letters, 20 minutes. Postponed from March 22nd, open session meeting, and then adjourn at 10:30. So it's got six items.
10:30?
Well, 10:30 Eastern time.
Sorry.
Nancy, that is different than the agenda that I have. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the executive. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm not going to read executive.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, the open session is at 9:15.
Janet, point of information.
Okay.
Isn't the executive session at 9:30?
No, 9:15.
9:15.
Last time.
Oh, sorry.
30.
Sorry.
All right.
It was possible to find the agenda because I have to go. I have to be driving in a little while, so I have another meeting at 7:30 that I have to get to.
Okay. So I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, Darcy?
Are you gonna be able to find the agenda? Because or could somebody else forward it to me? Because I have to leave here in a few minutes. I don't take my phone with me, obviously, but I can't take my computer with me. Did you receive the executive minutes?
No, I didn't receive any minutes.
I mean the agenda. I got, not minutes. I didn't get the agenda.
I'm sorry. I mean, you didn't get any agenda.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Look for the 4:17 Eastern time email, and I'll try to forward it as soon as I get a chance.
Janet, may I? I have a question. Two questions.
I had nothing at 4:17.
Go ahead, Janet.
So, Nancy Sibera and Aratomi, are you the one? Are you doing the secretary? Was it you or Nancy Sorden?
No, we're gonna try to after the roll call. The next item on the agenda that I sent out is
okay.
The,
but wait. So the reason why I'm asking is somebody has the agendas other than you, William, so maybe they can forward it to the committee. And then the other question is, I thought I heard something about the management letter being discussed in open session.
No, I don't know what you heard.
Okay. Nancy, may I clarify? I made boo-boo. I read the wrong one. I read the executive session draft agenda. I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
No, you didn't. You read the right one.
I did. I think so, because I said management letter discussion.
Oh. I don't know. It was different than the one.
Okay, so the next thing we're supposed to do on the agenda is select or elect a secretary. Anybody have any nominations for a secretary or secretary pro tem, rather? No? Okay. Does anybody want to volunteer to be the secretary pro tem?
Nancy will volunteer if nobody else is going to.
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. Now, any objections to Nancy Cybera and I are telling being the pro tem secretary?
Janet, point of order.
Yes, go ahead, Janet.
So we're supposed to approve the agenda, but you're moving ahead with the agenda. I still don't know what the agenda is. So
neither do I.
Can somebody read it at least, and then we can. Yeah, because Nancy was saying that she read the wrong thing. So
yes.
Nancy, do
yes.
you have the right thing?
Yes.
This is William. I'm going to read the agenda, and then I'm going to try to send it out. But that's I think Nancy Shorten said she had it. If she could send it out, that'd be great. I have one. This is the August 1, 2016, 8:30 p.m. open session draft agenda. Number one, call to order. Number two, roll call, 3 minutes. Number three, election of pro tem secretary, 5 minutes. Number four, agenda approval, 15 minutes. Number five, minutes approval for 2016 open sessions. We have May 2, May 26, June 27, 15 minutes. Number six, new business, if any, 10 minutes. Number seven, adjourned by 9:15 p.m.
So we have no agenda.
There's really nothing on the agenda except the minutes.
No agenda. Why don't we go directly into executive session then? Because I'll be driving and I'll have to pull over.
No, executive session will be
set 9:15.
Set my phone.
But why
executive
don't we
session.
Oh, what are we going to do
and
for
please.
The next half hour?
Yeah.
Janet, can
okay,
I
gonna,
have the floor?
No, hold on. This is William.
Back.
I'm the chair. If you want to speak, you're supposed to ask for the floor for whatever reason, whether it's a point of order, point of information, whatever it is. We don't need to have everybody speaking out whenever they feel like it. So if you have something to say it's a point of order or point of information, or just ask for the floor if you don't know what else to say.
Janet, I'm requesting the floor.
Okay,
I want to put
Janet.
In Deb Shafto. I'm here. I dialed the wrong code and was waiting to hear. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Hi, Deb.
Thanks for joining, Deb.
Deb is present.
Okay, Janet.
Okay, so you sent out the June 27th meeting minutes today, but there are two other meeting minutes listed, May 2nd and May, I can't remember, 26th. And I do not have those in front of me, or I don't know whether I've ever seen them. So I'm wondering what to do about those. And
Nancy, when can I get to you?
Okay, Nancy.
Yes, I'm going to need some more time. The 27th, I believe I sent out to everybody, but I can send it again. And May 2nd, I cannot find, so I'm going to have to do it again. And I think the draft agenda is from June 27th meeting, the draft agenda. It says June 27th, but today's August. I think August 1st. So
I don't know what you're looking at, Nancy. I don't know what you're looking at. I think I'm trying to send the agenda again now
okay.
for August 1.
So we're 20 minutes in and nothing's been done.
Thank you.
Janet.
Amazing.
Janet.
Absolutely. So I move to approve the June 27th meeting minutes.
This is Dorothy and I'm...
I've
all right, never mind.
Sorry?
I've got the ones I sent out. Open session I sent out. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I abstained since I don't have them.
Does anybody object to the motion to approve the minutes? of June 27th.
This is Myla. I've been trying to be heard. Can you hear me?
We only hear you now. I don't know how you're trying.
Okay. Listen, if we could get the minutes in a timely way, it would be a lot easier to approve them, because if you get them a month after they've been the meeting, it's pretty hard to remember and know whether or not everything is correct. So I am going to object. I would like to abstain from all of the minutes approval because I don't have the time to go back and listen to the meeting to figure out whether or not the minutes are accurate or not. So I'm going to abstain from approving any of these minutes. I did read the minutes. I don't know if they're accurate.
Thank you. So I think Nancy Sabarinow told me, was saying that May 2 and May, whatever that was, 25 or 26, it was not ready yet. Is that correct, Nancy?
Yeah, May 2nd, I cannot find it, so maybe I did not do it yet. But 26 I sent out last time. It was like a minute before the meeting started.
I remember. I listened to the meeting, and I remember saying that we both sent things that late. Okay. So let's just how about this? How about postpone minutes again? And I'll try to get these. We'll try to get all the minutes out in the next week or so, and we'll just go do them en masse next time, next open session. And
yes.
Could somebody like to make a motion like that?
Yes, please. Nancy.
Who's that?
Yes, please. Nancy from KPFT. Yes, please.
Okay. Any objections to postponing the minutes approval? Hearing no objections, minutes are postponed till the next meeting. Now we're up to number 6. Any new business for open session? Anybody want to bring up?
Yeah. This is Dorothy.
Yeah.
I would like to propose that we, a motion that we request a report from the auditor on the endowment.
That's executive session material. You can bring that
That's
up.
It's going to be executive session. Okay, fine.
Is the request itself executive session? If we're not actually...
Who is this?
This is Myla, sorry. Can I have the floor?
Okay.
I just have a question. I just don't understand.
Point of information from Myla. Okay, go ahead, Myla.
I just don't understand why that would be an executive session to make
it. Discuss it in the executive session.
Right. Okay.
This is William, the chair. I'm sorry that people don't understand. It's been written many times that the subject matter that we're going to discuss in executive session is confidential, and it's not for the open session. That was part of the last meeting we had in executive session. So if you want to address that, so anything to do with that subject is in executive session. That's not a difficult concept. If it comes
from
something that in the executive session, that's when you talk about it. Yes, Janet.
Right, and anything related to the management letters also.
I was trying not even to say that. Yes, that's part of the management letters, and that's what we're discussing in executive session. Thank you. Any other new business? Okay, we're going to adjourn until everybody has their...
William, I'm sorry. I had trouble getting off mute. I do have one thing I wanted to say.
Who is this?
Who is this?
Grace Aaron.
Yes, Grace.
I believe that Frank broke his hip and is in the hospital. So I'd like to request an excused absence for him.
Well, my understanding is that in committees we don't do excused absences. So, but thank you
for
the information.
Not
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Janet.
Janet, go ahead.
Sorry. So the executive session begins in 16 minutes or something, technically.
Yes, 15.
So there would be a gap between the adjournment of this to the start of that, correct?
This is correct. And I was just trying to say, I hope everybody has their invitation from KPFTX, which starts, as Janet explained last time. It looks like no reply is who's sending it to you. And within that invitation for the executive session will be the information on how to get into the executive session.
Is there any way to move the executive session up, or is that out of order?
No, I believe we should start when it's scheduled. In case there are other people that aren't yet on the call planning to join executive session, they'll join at 9:15. So we're adjourned until 9:15 executive session. Thank you.